Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Romanian churches go to the appeals court once again. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead to talk about this important case. Well, Holly, we recently filed a notice of appeal to what is known as the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals on behalf of Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church and Logos Baptist Ministries in their federal lawsuit against Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker for his unconstitutional executive orders against these churches. The lower court dismissed the case as moot, saying that, well, the governor doesn't have the same restrictions in place, and sorry, see you later, your case is moot. The problem is that Governor J.B. Pritzker must have a judicial declaration to permanently quarantine him so he never goes down this unconstitutional road again. This particular situation is the most egregious of the cases that we have been involved in, because it is in this case where the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago, with its mayor, Lori Lightfoot, did the most extreme measures against these churches to try to get them to shut down. At first, the governor's restriction said no more than 10 people. Eventually, those things were modified after we took the case to the Supreme Court in May of 2020. But the fact is, the governor can go back unilaterally at any time to reimpose the same restrictions, and he is now saying, along with other people in Illinois, that the Delta variant is going to be the dominant strain in Illinois this coming fall.
Imagine, Matt, though, coming from communism in Romania under that regime and living under that oppression, coming to America to taste freedom, and then these churches now experience the same abuse in Illinois that they previously experienced in communism in Romania.
Yeah, it is unbelievable, because they've not only been there and done that. When they come to the United States, in talking to Pastor Christian Ionescu, he says he hears certain things that maybe you and I wouldn't hear, because he heard it in communism.
Remember, we talked to him, he outlined all the steps they take to try to recruit you.
And that's the same steps that happened here.
The same things happened here, yeah.
They use fear. They use intimidation. They try to bring you into the inner circle. And then when they don't, they try to destroy you. And so none of that worked. And so they tried to destroy these churches. So what we saw was unbelievable. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot engaged in mob-like thuggery against these churches. When they began to meet in person, they did extraordinary efforts to social distance, sanitized, they used professional cleaning services and so forth, spaced everybody out, they measured everything.
They were very meticulous. Above what they needed to do to protect their family. That's what it is, their family.
Yeah,
the
so the aldermen sent letters to the neighbors of the church instructing them not to park on the street from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. because this is in a residential area. The only place for these people to park is on the street.
But the church attendees don't park on the street.
They don't use street
parking. They have their own spot that they rent.
So what they did was, the first effort was, let's, for 9 blocks, wipe out all the street parking around that church, and then let's send letters and tell them the reason why you can't park there, and or your car was towed, by the way, and you have to go pay for an impound fee, which actually happened.
Right.
It's because of this church. Name the church. It's violating the 10-person restriction of Governor J.B. Pritzker. That could have resulted in a firebomb, some kind of mob riot against this church. We were very concerned. That's exactly what they tried to do.
Remember the video we saw? They had gunfire going off in the near distance, but yet these cops were blocking the no parking, so the church members couldn't get in the church.
This is when they found out it was a morning service. They had a morning and evening service, and so they did that for the morning. And lo and behold, they didn't use the street parking.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbors obviously knew that the church didn't use the street parking. They knew that their streets are free for them to park, and that's not where the street is used for this church parking. So that afternoon or that evening, when they had the evening service, they realized, whoops, that didn't stop them. Oh, they've got a private parking across the street that they've been leasing for many, many years. They tried to go after the owner of the parking lot to get them to revoke the lease. That did not happen. So they sent five police cars, five Chicago police cruisers went to block the entrance to this parking lot across the street.
Private parking lot that they rent.
One of the people, when they're coming there for the evening service, gets out, does a Facebook Live. He says, "Unbelievable, look at this." And I was watching it. We were watching it. Mm-hmm. And then you hear these gunshots in the background. It wasn't at the church. This was just like the weekend
crime
normal
scene. Yeah.
Time for Chicago with
right.
the crime scenes.
But the mayor wasn't worried
gunshots
about that.
Gunshots echoing through the city.
She was worried about people going to church.
Yeah, and of course the police don't leave because they're told you go there and you stop them from coming to the parking lot. While gunshots are echoing through the background of the city somewhere. So these people had to drive for 9 blocks. It was cold, rainy. They dropped off their families or friends. They then found a space somewhere 9+ blocks away, and then they drove back in the rain and cold. That didn't stop them. Then they sent out a letter from the health department. And then that didn't work, so they sent out a second letter from the health department labeling them officially as a public nuisance, which then evokes incredible power, mm-hmm. which they outlined in the letter, that they could, without judicial notice, without process of the court, without even giving you any kind of notice, they can literally demolish the building.
Summary abatement, isn't that what they call
it? Summary abatement to eliminate the public nuisance. Mm. They labeled them a public nuisance, and now we have this enormous authority and power to literally lock your doors or bulldoze your building.
Unbelievable.
To stop the public nuisance. And the public nuisance was because they had more than 10 people in these large sanctuaries.
And it's a huge church. It's not like, you know, they're elbow to elbow anyway.
No, and they literally went above and beyond anybody else. And so these pastors originally closed down, and then they opened up after they realized closing was wrong because their people were hurting and they needed to be together. That
right.
was number one.
15 days to get this to cover the spread. Went into months.
Went into months, and then the abortion clinics were open, and the liquor stores and the big box centers and all these other places were swarming, teeming with people. So then what we did was we then went to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court on the eve, just hours before they had to respond to the Supreme Court in 2020, Governor Pritzker did a 180-degree turnaround, and he removed the restrictions on churches to try to moot our case at the Supreme Court. So we got the relief we needed because of Governor Pritzker backing down. But the threat was always still there. It wasn't until a year later, 52 Sundays, actually 52 Sundays later, mm-hmm. the city of Chicago finally dismissed both disorderly conduct and mob actions citations, because I didn't mention that. In addition to the parking lot, in addition to the no parking, in addition to the two letters, they then criminally cited them for, quote, disorderly conduct and mob action.
But, you know, now Governor Pritzker is dangling that Delta coronavirus variant, saying it's going to be the dominant strain for the fall. So you know what that means.
Yeah, and they're touting that, oh, the coronavirus Delta variant is expected to become the dominant strain for Illinois cases by the fall.
So he wants the freedom to be able to shut them down again.
You know, these governors that exercise this incredible power that we've never seen happen before in our country and attempting to close churches and did close churches and religious worship around the country, they like that power. They liked the press conferences, like Governor Cuomo. He liked that evening press conference from his home when he would be pontificating to the country, and they wanted to give him so many awards because he was supposedly leading the country on the coronavirus.
The king speaking to the subjects.
Yet at the same time, he was putting these COVID-infected patients in nursing homes and killed them. And these governors like that power, and when they start to lose that power— either through court decisions, as we've been able to push back on court decisions, even the United States Supreme Court, or because they roll back some of those restrictions, then, you know, they want to reimpose them.
And don't forget, he and Lightfoot were also encouraging and marching with protesters, thousands of them in the streets.
Yeah, while they were telling churches you couldn't meet, they're literally marching in the streets with thousands of protesters. Of course, they say, well, that's different because it's so historic.
Oh, yeah.
Continue to keep this case in your prayers. This is the Romanian churches in Illinois. We also have a case pending at the U.S. Supreme Court, Calvary Chapel of Bangor, Maine, right now. We've just done several filings at the High Court. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. If you have questions or you need assistance, you can go to the Legal Help tab.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.